left off yesterday, we're presenting three out of the four Mahalchim in the Rishonim as to what this Isser Meseya is all about. So just to recap quickly, so we had Rashi that emphasized the idea of it's a lack of the Mesina. We had the Meirah that had the whole razzle-dazzle Shtikl Torah about Cheref Avataschem. After yes, Mechila from the Nesivas, as somebody pointed out to me today, that yes, I still honestly believe that the Tiktos didn't really mean Schivas Paulim, but there is one line in there that the Tiktos does say Schivas Paulim. In the next paragraph, he does throw that line in, but I think that he's just referring to Tosis as Mashal of Schivas Paulim. I don't think he means it, because in the beginning he didn't say anything like that. He said the Arusha story. So again, Habarchi, you can take a look at the Tiktos yourself, but I still stick to what I said yesterday, but I have to be honest that there is a line in there that one could have potentially read as the Tosis pick up in the Schivas Paulim a little bit more than we attribute to yesterday. Yesterday. Third shot we gave was the Rambam, and the Rambam says that it has nothing to do with the sea, nothing to do with Schivas Paulim. It has to do with the fact that that's a bizoyin of the Kedusha, covered Hamatona, that's supposed to be a Meshul Gavoy Kazachu, and if you're going out and begging and, you know, and sweeping the guy's floor for him to give you a couple of apples, so that's pasta. It doesn't speak nicely about the covered of the Matona. So the common denominator between all three of the first Mahalchim is that this is some kind of a halacha in Hilchas Matnas Kehuna. There's something in Hilchas Matnas Kehuna that's dictating that a kohen is not allowed to be Meseya. Whether it's Nesina, whether it's Lachas Chiras Pailim, whether Kedush is a Kavanah, whatever you want to call it. But the din of kohen Meseya is rooted in Hilchas Matnas Kehuna. But there is a Tosfos that has a whole different shot. Tosfos in Maseches Becharis, on Daf Nun Aleph. So Tosfos writes, Tosis only quotes half the Tosis. What happened to the first half of the Tosis? Where's the Gemara Bechoris? The Gemara Bechoris? No. Did this line got chopped off? Yeah, it got chopped off. Oh, no. Can we move across here? Can we move across? I'm sorry about that. It was the punchline of the whole thesis. It's a little bit further on to Tosis. I'm sorry, that I didn't put the whole. I should put the entire Tosis on. Tosis in Divrei Maskal Hilchach and on Daf Nun Aleph from the base. So Tosis begins to discuss the dinim of Misayeya, and then Tosis gives you an inkling as to what the problem Misayeya is. So Tosis writes that in a situation where you're violating Misayeya, and Nimtzu Mashchitz Bris Halevi, that pasuk, Sheyafsidu Sharkonim Shlo Yitnu El Olahem. Tosis says an awful here. Tosis says a whole shtickl Torah here. Tosis says, what's the problem of shechatim bris halev? What's the problem of kohen Meseya? It's a problem. Because you're getting a monopoly on the Matnas Kehuna. Now, if you go ahead and you sweep up the floor, so then this Yisrael is always going to give you the truma, and the other kohen is going to be poor. So Mr. Katz is going to be raking in all the truma. Mr. Cohen, Mr. Rapport are going to be plotting. They don't have any apples to eat. So Tosis writes, that's the problem of shechatim bris halev. It's a bit on the chavera. That's not only a fourth reason, that's a whole different outlook on this entire Isser. Whereas the first three Rishonim, the Rash, the Meir, the Rambam, religious aspect of Matnas Kehuna, there's a Din Nesina, a Din Nischiras Pailim, there's a Din Kedush Sakahuna, Kedush Sakahamatana. Tosis is saying there's nothing religiously wrong with being Mesiyah Beis HaGranos. Ethically wrong. Now don't misquote me on that. Things that are ethically wrong are also religiously wrong, but that's not what I meant. Yeah, I think everyone understands. This is according to the first group of Rishonim, this is the first side of the Luchas. The second side of the Luchas, it's an Avlam, an Amlech HaVeirah. That's a very, very different picture. In the end of the day, if there are any real nafkaminas ladina, what the reason for this is, the Yisra exists, and Zolzayin, people in Matana, people this, people that, people on the Chaver, what's the difference? So Lechora, it should be a very real difference that plays out in our sugya. Because our Gemara says explicitly that you're not allowed to give a Matan Ras Lahachzer for Truma, because that smacks of Kona Mesayeah. What about Pidgin Aben, which is also a major player in our sugya? Is there anything wrong with giving Pidgin Aben Abanas Lahachzer? So Lechora, it should depend. It should depend upon, does Kona Mesayeah, is that Isif Kona Mesayeah limited to Trumas and Nisras? That's what appears in the Gemara. Or should we extend this to other Matnas Kuna as well? What do we think the din should be? So the Chor, you have to go through the four reasons in the Rishonim as to why Kohen Maseiah has a problem in the first place and see, do the reasons play out? Filchus Pidgin Aben or not? So let's go. So according to the first beer of Rashi, it's a din of what? It's a din of Nesina. Is there a din of Nesina Ben? Yeah, it's Matnas Kuna. It's one of the Chav Dalin Matnas Kuna. So according to Rashi, that the word Nesina means it has to be given not in exchange for something else. L'chari, there should be a Nisar of Kohen Maseiah. So there should be a problem of Kohen Maseiah by Pidgin Aben. What about according to the Me'iri? So the Me'iri said that it's not a din of Bittul HaNesina. It's a Bittul of the added dimension of Kisachar Hu Lachem. So now, Yesh Ladun, assuming that such a din exists again. Until the Me'iri came along, we didn't know such a din existed. We thought the Pasuk was just a sermon. We didn't realize it was Mamash a din. So this din of Sacharu Lachem, what is that set on? Is that set on all the Matnas Kahuna? Or is that maybe only set on Trumas and Nisras? Because that's the context of the Pasuk. Sacharu Lachem, Chevel Avdaschem, the Torah is encouraging us to give out Trumas and Nisras properly, but maybe that doesn't apply to Reishis Hagez. Maybe it doesn't apply to Azrael Lachem Kev. Maybe it doesn't apply to Pidgin Aben. You can't tell. There are different matanos. Not all matanos are the same. So maybe one could argue that, whereas according to Rashi, whenever there's a din of matanos, or the din matanos by asas, kind of say, yeah, according to the Me'iri, that there's a special din of schiros, maybe it's mutter repijim, and maybe, I'm not sure, I'm not convinced that it should be awesome. What about according to the Rambam? What do you think the Rambam would say about this? You think the Rambam would encourage a matanos to haqsir the Pidgin Aben? You have to analyze Rambam Svara. The Rambam says that the Yisr is Mishum Kavod HaMatana. Does that din of Kavod HaMatana, does that apply to Pidgin Aben or not? So if you look in the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes all the Yisurim of Kohen Maseiah, the Rambam never says that there's a din of Kohen Maseiah on Pidgin Aben, which leads us to believe that maybe the Svara of Kavod HaMatana doesn't apply. Why should there be a difference between Trumas Maishas on the one hand, when there is a din of Meshuchah Gavaya, there is a din of Kavod HaMatana, in contrast to Pidgin Aben, we're not? So the Sefer Tzafas Panech, by the Ragachava and the Rambam, so the Ragachava suggests that there's a very, very big difference. That according to the Rambam, it's almost impossible to accept there being an Isser of Kavod HaMatana by Pidgin Aben. Says the Ragachava, when it comes to a Matana, which is a Matana Be'en, this truma has kedusha to it. This apple, I have to give this apple to the kohen. I have to give this apple to the levi. Now, the truth is that my submission doesn't really have kedusha to it, but at least there's a din matana that's chal on this particular matana proper. I can't switch it. I'll take the apple and I'll give him another apple. Once I separate the trumas and maizes, there's something that's chal on the cheftza. Pidgin Aben, by definition, there's no cheftza. Even if I'm holding 5 shekel in my hand, I'm about to put into the kohen's hand. I say, you know what? Forget these 5 shekel. I'm going to give you a watch. I'm going to give you a gemara with 5 shekel instead. There's no kedusha. There's no din matan. Nothing's chal. It doesn't belong until the Gilead Kayin. So the Rav Chava says, what's the kavod hamatana? There is no matana. I mean, this is almost like a throwback to the gra. So it's like a pidgin, piran achayv. So even if you don't want to go as far as the gra, that's piran achayv, but still, a kedusha is chashivas, kavod hamatana, doesn't seem to make any sense. So according to the Rambam, that the emphasis is on kavod Hamatana probably would be mutter by Pidgin Aben. What about according to Tosfos? Well, Tosfos is the easiest. According to Tosfos, that's a nisar of mafsid shakehanim. Is there anything wrong with doing a Pidgin Aben abanas lahachzer? Absolutely. So according to Tosfos, it's not a din matanas altogether. It's just a din menom lechavero. So anytime I monopolize, I cornered the market of Pidgin Aben by always being mesayeah. So that's a problem. So according to Tosfos, clearly there would be a problem. Not only can we say this, theoretically according to Tosfos, we know for a fact that Tosfos holds this way. How do we know for a fact? How do we know for an absolute 100% fact that Tosfos holds this way, that there is an Isser of Kohen Mesiyah by Pidgin Aben. That's the part that was on the Mem Kriyas. That was what? That was, what was the question? What was his what? That was his answer to what? So what was Tosus Stira from the last Sugya? Our Gemara says that Pidgin Aben is good, but the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina told the Kohen, called his father, you try to give me a Matanos Lahachzir, it's no good. So yes, what's the difference? What did Tosus say? It was a lack of what? It was a lack of Das. Kohen, why didn't Rabbi Chanina want to accept it? So Taisa says Rabbi Chanina didn't want to accept it Amnas Lahachzir because he didn't want to violate Kohen Mesayeah. So Beferish, you see from Taisus that Kohen Mesayeah applies to Pidgin Aben. Perhaps that's what prompted other Rishonim to give other terutzim. Remember who gave the other terutz? What was the other mahalach? Who remembers? What were the other terutz in Akasha? Agamar says Pidgin Aben works in Amnas Lahachzir. The Gemara Mecheres implies that not. So what was the other terutz besides Taisus? The what? The Ravan, the Mordechai quotes the Ravan, that not that Rabbi Chanina didn't want to accept it, is that the other guy, the father wasn't serious, the father wasn't willing to give it, Leah, wasn't willing to give it to as a real Matana. So that's the reason why it fell short. So maybe the reason why the Ravan veered away from Tosfos, maybe the Ravan, the Mordechai, maybe they thought that Matana Sahachzir, there's nothing wrong with it. If the Kohen wants to take it, what's the problem? Why should a Kohen avoid getting it? Unless he wants to make money off the Pidgin Aben, but he's a rich guy, he doesn't need the extra couple of shkalim. So there's nothing intrinsically wrong with it, and there's no violation of Kohen Mesayeah. Maybe the Ravan the Mordechai understood the issue of Kohen Mesayeah more like the Miri, more like the Rambam, which wouldn't lend itself to being a problem by Pidgin Aben. So it's clear that we have a Machlekes Rishonim. Is there a problem of Kohen Mesayeah by Pidgin Aben? Tosfos says Beferish that there is. The Rambam never mentions it. Other Rishonim seem to be avoiding it. It's most dependent upon these four different Biurim why the issue of Kohen Mesayeah altogether kicks in. Do we ever do this, by the way? Do we do Matanos Lahachzir by Pidgin Aben? So the postman are very weary that we don't want people to think that we're really doing it just as a game, because then we'll run into the Mordechai the Ravan's problem. So very often the Kohen will give it back, but it shouldn't be spelled out that the Kohen is giving it. If it's spelled out the Kohen is giving it back, either that's a little bit of a chisard of the Dasa father, or maybe according to some that's a violation of Kohen Mesayeah. So they don't want to spell it out. But if Lamaisa the Kohen decides mitam atzma to give it back, so then it's hard to say that that's a problem. There is a very unique sheet of Rav Yaakov Emden, Pesach Shiva quotes the beginning of Chas Pidgin Aben from Yaakov Emden, who says that the Kohen has to give it back. Has to give it back. Why does the Kohen have to give it back? Why would anybody say such a thing? He says, Bizman Azeh, you have to give it back. Why? Because he says, oh, it's a Suffolk Gezel. So how do you know that you're a Kohen? The Rabbi of Emden says, how do you know you're a Kohen? You have to give it back. Otherwise, it's a Suffolk Gezel. Well, how do you know you're not Kohen? What do you mean you don't know you're a Kohen? So there's a Gemara at the end, in the beginning of the fourth parakh of Kedushin, where the Gemara comments on the Psukim in Sefer Ezra, and they came back in the beginning of Bayesheni, so there were a whole bunch of people who wanted to do Avodas HaKarbonos. And Bikshuk Sav Yechasav Lo Nimso. They were trying to find the Yichas, from the Ksav Yichas, that they were Kohanim, back Ishra Piyash until Aaron HaKohen, and they couldn't produce the right documentation. They go Lumin HaKohunas. The Pasuk says in Ezra that they threw them out. They wouldn't let them serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, you see from here, that there are two kinds of Kohanim. There are Kohanim Yuchasim, and there are Kohanim Chazocha. A Kohen Miyuchas means a guy who mamash has Edus, he has mamash Ksav Edus, that he goes all the way back to a Kohen who we know is a Kohen. A Kohen Chazoka is somebody who he thinks is a Kohen. His father told him he's a Kohen, his grandfather, as far back as they remember, they're Kohanim. But do we have Edus, Azak, Ksav, Azak, Shtar Edus from David Davis? No. So the Gemara tells us, based on those Pesukim in Ezra, that there are two different types of Kohanim, Kohen Chazok, Kohen Yuchas. Kohen Miyuchasim. So the Gemara says that Kohen Miyuchasim cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They can do maybe other things, but they can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a machlekes acharonim, what's the nature of that halacha? So there's some acharonim, including Rav Emden, who thought that the Gemara meant that the mamash safek kohanim. We don't really know for certain that they're a kohen, so we have to treat them like a safek kohen. They can't marry a grusha, a safek derais l'chumra. They can't go to a levayah, a safek derais l'chumra. On the other hand, they can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They'll invite the Suffolk Derais L'chumra. So you have to play it safe on both ends. So Rabbi Kivager and the Chassam Sofer and most of the later Acharoim thought that was not correct. That when the Gemara says that the Kohen Chazaka doesn't do Avodah, that wasn't a real Suffolk. We know he's a Kohen. Torah Samchol Chazakas. His father told him he's a Kohen. His grandfather, as far back as they can remember, they were Kohanim. They were all from there. They've been duchening for the last 300 years, as far back as they can remember. So we don't have to assume that somewhere along the way somebody made a mistake. But after you follow the chazoch is a rov, and we assume that the person is a kohen bein and kula bein l'chumra l'lav of deraisa. So why can't you do avoid in the base of mikdash? There's a special hiddur, a special chumra l'chadchilam midirabanan. If you have two kohanim in front of you, one has a gevaldik except yichus, and one is just relying on the chazocha. So miyos tavot tikara. Why do you pick the shvach kohen? Pick the better kohen. And let's say there's no better kohen. Let's say all the kohanim yichus would be on vacation. So we would use the kohanim chazaka also. I mean, the Gemara never said that they mamish can never ever do avodah. It just means that in the presence of a better kohen, use the better kohen rather than the shvach kohen. But on a level of the araisa, there's no difference between the kohanim. Yes, so the Yaakov Emden is very, very difficult. Because according to Yaakov Emden, if you're not sure whether he's a kohen, so then maybe I don't have to give Pidyon Ben at all. Right? Because maybe, who am I going to give it to? Every time I give it to him, I'm not sure whether I'm being Yetzi or not. We should say, it's a difficult with Yaakov Emden. He himself writes, in that same tshuva he writes, that he thinks that all kohanim and levim should be paid to themselves also misafik. Because every kohen and every levi is only a safik kohen and a safik levi. So everyone should be doing it. Who are you going to give the money to? To some other Suffolk kind of stuff. Everyone's trading money, walking around giving a lot of money to everybody. So Yaakov Emden treats all Pidyon Ben's shahs and zahs out, all sveikas. Nobody really knows whether the Pidyon Ben is chal or not. So therefore he says that the kohen should give the money back. It shouldn't be in mitzvahs, the shavanistic gezeirah. It said open the name of the Gra. I don't know if the Gra really held this way, but the Gra was knowing the Atzma this way. The Gra was a Bechor. And it said over the mice for the Gra that he used to be paid himself every time he met another kohen. Anytime he met a different kohen in the street, he would give him 5 shekel. The kohen didn't have so much money. So he gave 5 shekel to every kohen because it al atzad that he wasn't paid properly. The way again, the rumor goes, I don't know where this is written up somewhere, that apparently when he met a descendant of the Rappaport family, so then he stopped. He gave him 5 shekel and he said that was the best ksav yichel, that was the best kohen yichasm around. And shut and they stop. I don't know the story's true or not. What? So that's the problem. All the other Chabadim ask, they said, but we make brachas when we do Pidyon Ben. A kohen bezman hazeh gets up the duchens with a bracha. Shek nishav tis shalaron. What do you mean? It's a suffic kohen. So the whole Rabbi Yaakov Emden thing is very, very shmir. The Pashtun Tavarim is like Rabbi Kiveget Ksav Soif. All the later Chabadim didn't buy into that at all. They all assume that all kohanim bezman hazeh. If you think you're a kohen, I mean, you think because your father, your grandfather, somebody told you, reliable told you along the way that you're a kohanim, so we assume that minatari you're a kohen ben akul ben lechum until proven otherwise. Could it be that Muslim afresh somebody was a cholo somewhere along the way? Could be, but Torah some cholo chazakas, you know, that's not the latest asafik min haTorah. Min haTorah, as far back as you remember, you're a kohen, you could treat yourself as a kohen bein lekula bein lechumra. The Chabadim were very, very weary of quoting this Rabbi Yaakov Emden because some people could end up using this a little bit of a kulish like a din. What will happen every time they have a shayla? Can I marry this woman or not? So she's a grusha. Can marry her because grusha l'kayin. Ah, it's a sfek. What's a sfek? Suffolk is maybe I'm not a kayin, maybe I'm a kayin. What do you mean it's the suffolk you're a kayin? For the last 500 years, your family's been duchening. Well, so no, maybe it's only a suffolk because maybe someone was a cholo 3,000 years. So maybe it's a suffolk number one. And what's the suffolk number two? Maybe she's not a grusha. Maybe she's not a grusha. She has a get in here. Maybe she's not a grusha. Maybe she wasn't married in the first place. Why wasn't she married? I don't know. Someone will come up with an eight said why she wasn't married in the first place. So everything's a fake. So everything's mutter. So very often you hear these kinds of strange stories about kohanim. For the last 50 years they've been duchening, and then all of a sudden they're marrying a grusha. So that's usually the line. It'll be something along the follows. She's not really a grusha. I'm not really a kohen. Shalom Yisrael. So you have to be very, very weary when you hear those kinds of stories. So usually she has a grusha, and usually he has a kohen, and usually it's a nesederaisa. But every once in a while, you have to discuss the shaila with some degree of seriousness. Okay. Anyway, getting back to this story, I remember one time I was in Kerem Yavne years ago. I used to say a chabura when I was in Kerem different Gilgulim. So my last tkufa, last Gilgul of Kerem Yavne, so I used to say a chabura on Wednesday nights for the American boys. So it's like a halacha in the parasha kind of a thing. So one share I was giving was about the status of kohanim bezman hazeh. So I started to say over this Rabbi Yaakov Emden that some achronim have this idea that kohanim bezman hazeh are not as I kohanim as we thought they were. And as I said that, there was a bolt of lightning and a smashing of thunder, and the lights went out. As I said that, I said I'm not talking about this anymore. Changed now. Talked about what fucking make on pizza, so I changed this. Anyway, you gotta be careful. Okay, yeah. What?
That's often directly to ask someone else if he intends to give back the
Oh, I mean, you want to get the money back. No, you shouldn't give it al das to get the money back, because if you're giving it to give das to get the money back, then you're running into the Ravan's problem. They don't really mean it seriously. You should just give pidyon ben. Once at blue moon, a guy gets a pidyon ben. How often does a guy get it? Most people who had a pidyon ben? How many people have it? Not so many people. 3, 4 people. Some made a pidyon ben. Not too many people make pidyon bens. It's not such a common mitzvah. One time I had 2 pidyon bens in the same week. It was like unheard of. You can get 16 brisket in the same week. 2 pidyon bens in the same week. It's somehow unheard of. I had one year there was someone in my community who was supposed to make a pidyon ben. The 31st day was Yom Kippur. So we can't do Yom Kippur, Kippur Nechov, whatever, for different reasons. So it had to be pushed off until the following day. So I remember when I went to the pidyon ben on the next day, so I told my wife afterwards that I feel like, Baruch Hashem, I've lost so much weight. You know what I was talking about. I said, Apidin, I just fasted 3 days in a row. Said, what? I said, because Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, if you eat an Erev Yom Kippur, you get Tzchak, Ilus, Anabo, Shiv, Asiri. On Yom Kippur itself, I fasted. And Matzoh Yom Kippur, so it says in the Heilig Svarim, I don't know which ones, but some must be holy, it says that if you eat by a Suda, by Pidyon Ben, so you get the Tzchak, you fasted 84 Tanias. So that's 84 and 2. It's 86 Tanias. I was a rail by Sukkot, I was able to eat as much cake as I wanted. Somehow doesn't work that way. Okay. I always say the Gemara says that any money you spend on Shabbos and Yontif doesn't count in the Cheshbon. But the Gemara doesn't say that the calories don't count. The Gemara just says the money doesn't count. Okay. That's right. That's what Rashi says. Rashi writes in Maseches Beitza that what's in the Shom Yisera? Rashi writes the Shom Yisera is Oichel v'shayis v'enum kot from Zoynoi. The guy eats and drinks and doesn't get satiated. That's the Shom Yisera. What's in the Shom Yisera? That's called the Gufia. We've got a big stomach. That's not in the Shom Yisera. We gave it to Rashi once, no? That's about how the only reason why a person ever gets full, being full is a physical thing, because in the physical world, limitations. The Gemara says Aron Eina Min Amida, that when you measure things, so the Aron HaKadosh didn't take up any room in the Beis HaMikdash because it wasn't physical; it was a spiritual dimension. So when a person eats on Shabbos, so there are two ways of eating. So if a guy eats because he likes to eat a lot, so then he's not going to get full like any other person. But if a person is eating a lot on Shabbos because in a Shem Yisera, so that's a spiritual kind of existence. That's the spiritual nourishment. So Yistachet, there's going to be no end. He can have a 6-bowl of chulim, no problem. This is all the introduction to the Shabbaton. So just do me a favor, just have Rachmanis and my wife, that you don't ask for the 6-bowl of chulim. But there's plenty of good food coming. Good for the goof, good for the neshama, good, a lot of fun time ahead. Okay, what are we talking about here? Oh, back to Maseches Kedushin. Okay, so do we have any rayas from the Gemara? We have 4 pshatim in the Rishonim. Any rayas? So l'chor, there should be another raya. Another raya should be, we spent a lot of time talking about Trumas and Maestras, but within Maestras, there are multiple Maestras. We're not going to talk about Maestras Sheni, because that's not going anywhere. There's no Kormasea, you eat it yourself. But there's another kind of Maestras. What's the other Maestras? Maestras Oni. Is there a din of Koyanam, not a Koyanam, an Oni HaMaseyeh b'Maestras? Is that a problem? Let's say I have a lot of apples I'm going to give to Maestras Oni, and this one Ani comes in and says, oh, please, let me sweep up your floor for you. Let me clean up and help you throw out your garbage or something. So he's going to help me because he wants to cash in on the Maisa Ani. Is there anything wrong with that? Is there an Issa Misayeya Bevek Sagronus vis-a-vis a Maisa Ani? So let's think about it. So what should the din? What would we say the din is? So according to Rashi, there's a din of Nesina, of Nesata, right? It says Nesata somewhere by Maisa Ani. So probably there would be an Issa. What about according to the Meiri? Would there be a problem according to the Meiri? Oh, chelaf abedascha. Chivus is on Trumas and Maestras to the Levi, not to the Ani. So Zichah should be mutter. What about according to the Rambam? Is there a din of kavod hamatana? The Maisa Ani, we say Maisa Ani is Meshuchen Gavoa Kazachu. I don't think so. Meshuchen Gavoa means the Koyen, he's a very holy individual. The Levi, very holy individual. They're invited to the Rebbeinu Shalom to eat the Trumas and Maestras. Truma, Mamish has Kedusha, Maisa Rishon doesn't have Kedusha to it, but it's still a Kavadika Matana. Whereas Maisa Ani, I thought it's been Tzedakah. So when an Ani comes and knocks at my door, the Shuchan Gavoya Kazachim, that doesn't sound right. So Pashtas, according to the Rambam, but the Ravitch Rav said, you know, the issue of Kavadika Matana, Lucha, it should be okay. What about according to Tosfos? What should the din be? I'm cornering the market. So the Ani's cornering the market, so it's not right. There are a lot of Ani out there. He has no right to come and take, to make Kunsim to get extra. So it would be awesome. So lo and behold, do you see any similarity between the two charts? They're identical. It's the same issue. If the focus is on Nesina, the focus is on Masa Shakuhadim, then the result's going to be Pidja Ben Maisan being a problem. If the focus is on Tzchirus and Kavanah Matana, then it's not going to be a problem. So it seems pretty obvious this is the identical Shaila. But here we run into a little bit of a problem, because there's a Gemara in Bechairus that talks about Maseiah by Ani. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to be Maseiah. Oh, golly. I think it should be here. Verses Tan Rabban Hakohanim Valavim Vaaniim Hamasayim Beis Harom Beis Agros Beis Ain Nozlem Tumah Ma'aseh B'Schar. The Gemara says a Pemali, so that doesn't bode very well for the Rambam or the Meiri.
Isn't the Mishnah quoting a pasuk?
We're getting. Mishnah? What Mishnah?
Mishnah
Peah. No what? No. That's if it's his own field. That's not this. Something else. So this doesn't bode very well for the Rambam and the Meiri. If the Gemara says Pem Mole, that there's an Issa by Maaser Ani, and Maaser Ani, we just said, we drew a circle here to show it's Mamash identical. It's the exact same Shiloh, whether it applies to Pidyon Ben, applies to Maaser Ani. So that's the bad news. What's the good news? The good news is that the Rambam, when he comes in of Mekoyim Maseiah, only quotes it by Kohanim and by Levim. He doesn't quote it by Adim. So the Acharonim point out the Rambam probably didn't have that line. It's one line, one word in the Gemara. It says Kohanim Levim Vahaniim. So it's quite possible the Rambam didn't have that word Vahaniim. You don't need it. It's not like Dachuf to have that word in. It's very possible the Rambam Mamish left it out. The Rambam left it out, the Shittasai, because the Rambam, it can't be. The Rambam couldn't conceive of there being a din by Maaser Ani, or the Meiri couldn't conceive of there being a din by Maaser Ani. Taka wouldn't make any sense. So, in the Chanam, we're right. The Pidyon Ben and Maaser Ani are Taka, the two Nafkaminas, Ladina, and the Rambam didn't mention it by Pidyon Ben, deleted the word by Ani, it's probably Shittasai.
But Adina, Maaser Ani connected to Dina Tzaka?
In terms of what? But I should give the idea Ircha first. Yeah, but that's true. But one guy's not supposed to come and jump in to sweep my barn. Let's say I have two Ania Ircha, so one guy's not supposed to shove the other guy out, tackle the other guy out of the way. So do we have any other raya from the Gemara? So again, we thought we have a raya from the Gemara of Maaser Ani, but then we realize it's hard to bring a raya from a Gemara if that the Gemara doesn't exist. So there is another Gemara that I think I did put on the Mamakamas. I did put the first part also. So we can read 8 and 9 together. It's a Gemara Tosfos. So Tanur Rabbanan Kohanim V'Leviim V'Aniyim, maybe. Hamasayim V'Veis Aron V'Veis Agronos V'Veis Mit B'Chayim. Einos Lehem Truma Ma'aseh B'Schorim. V'Mosin Kein Chilulu. And if they did it, that they disgraced, defiled the Matana. We already screamed at the guy once. We already called him Shechat Bris Levi. What do you have to tell him that he's Chayav Misa for? What's the meaning of the second part? My V'Chitem Misa. I would have thought it's one thing to call a guy a bad guy. Say you mean it. You no goodnik. You Shmashchas Bris Levi. But how do you know he's Chayav Misa? So Toshba is country is almost chalav samhu. So he's chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Not chayav misa b'dei shemayim. He's chayav misa b'dei shemayim for what he did. There's country b'dei so lo sechalav lo samhu. So comes Tosis on the spot and says, "Come on," says Tosis. Lav dafka. Tosis says, "Chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Misa b'dei shemayim is a halachic concept. The lo chashid lo beperek ilan is shrofin b'had the elu shab misa." The Gemara doesn't quote. There's a whole sugya, the ninth parak of Sanhedrin, where the Gemara talks about who is Chayim Misa De Shemayim. There didn't bring Chayim Misa De Shemayim. We spoke about Kimim Draminei, Kim Misa De Shemayim. There are halachinei for being Chayim Misa De Shemayim. It's an Issa Chomer, not an Issa Kal. Sugyas of Esi Dechalosei. There are halachic concepts that depend upon being Chayim Misa De Shemayim. So does the Gemara really mean a guy's Meseyeb Beis Agronis? The guy says, Epis, let me sweep up the floor and give me an apple. Chayim Misa De Shemayim. So Tai says, come on, love Dafka. Ela Karvu. It's almost. It's a teeny weeny. It's a chilul. So it's a chilul. So it's like a shtickle. It's a shtickle chai misa de shemayim. Not the real thing. You know, it's like the Gemara sometimes will say, you know, I mean, beneinu, if a guy gets angry, so you have to throw out all the wine that he touched. I mean, come on, really. Guy's about guy for skila over vadazara. So he's chayv skila. He got angry. It's a skila. So sometimes the Gemara will say ki'ilu because the Gemara is trying to highlight, Chazal trying to highlight just how serious an avera. This is very serious, and it smacks a little bit of avadazara. So that opens up for the dashana to speak. But what is it about avadazara that makes the guy who gets angry about guy for the same? So there are differences in halacha. And the Gemara says called Machal Shabbosas Prehesya is Dinuk Avir. That's a din. The other Gemara says Lagabi Nemanis and Lagabi Halachas. There are dinim that emanate from that equation. But there are other equations that Chazal say that are not, they don't mean it that way literally. So you have to always figure out from the context of Chazal. So here Taisa said, if you just read Bechayris Chavav, you would think the Kanama says is Mamish Chayim Misa. And then you read Tanel, it's not really true. Fine. So we can breathe a sigh of relief. The guy is not Chayim Misa Deshimayim. But from the fact that Chazal even applied the pasuk, even discussed, perhaps on a level of Derabanan or a quasi Deraisa, what pasuk are they using to describe the severity of the Isser of Kohen Meseyeya? Lo sechalalu v'lo yisamusu. It's a chil hamatana. Is that striking? If you were writing the Gemara and you were trying to point out the harshness, the severity of what a terrible thing you did, you were Kohen Meseyeya. Would you say you were mechalel the matana? So I would say one rishon here has really got to do a lot of explaining on this one. Who is that? According to Tosfos in Bechoris, which happens to be on that daf, according to Tosfos, right around that area, a few of time, a couple of problems later, Tosfos in Bechoris holds that the issue of Kodem Siyaya is not rooted in what? What was that whole point? When we presented the Taisus, we pointed out the Taisus is radically different than the first three Pshatim. The first three Pshatim are Matana oriented. They're focusing about something about the Matana, either the Din Nesina, the Din Tzchirus, the Din Kedusha, Kavod. Whereas Taisus is into what? Taisus is into Benom Lechavero. You're not a nice guy. You're taking away a guy's other opportunity to get a couple of apples. For the Chilul HaMatana. You would say, even with a half degree of seriousness, you have nisa v'deshimayim. I agree you're a bad guy, but chilul ha-batana, that's a little harsh, a little strange lashon to use for the guy who's acting in an unethical, you know, way, b'nom l'chaveira. It's a little bit strange. Out of the three remaining rishonim, Rashi, the Mir, and the Rambam, which rishon is reading this Gemara and saying, this is what I'm telling you, this is exactly what I mean? Which the Rambam, this is Mamash right out of the Rambam's textbook. The Rambam's saying what you did was you're disgracing the Kvod Shemayim, you're disgracing the Suda Samel, disgracing Mishul Gavoy Kazachu. That fits right into the Rambam's theory. According to Rashi and the Meiri, it's a little bit of a stretch. You know, I mean, it's called the Chil HaMatana because you're not treating the Matana properly by being Mavato, the din of the Nesino, the Schirus, etc. That's a stretch. But okay, we could, you know, we've stretched worse stretches before. But according to Tosfos, it sounds like it's very, very difficult. So what's Pshat Gemara according to Tosfos? Again, I know this is not a real din misa d'shamayim. How do I know? Because Tosfos themselves told it to me. So I'm not questioning that. But still, it's a very bundle of lashon, very strange way of presenting the Yisr. It's a lashon chil according to Tosfos. What do you think about that? Okay, so I don't know if I ever focus so much on the good one, but I think Dachbub has got something here, that there's almost a difference between, you know, I'll give this as an example. We should never know for these things. You know, you see a guy guy ends up getting caught for doing some geneva, right? And he pocketed all the, he pocketed all the money for himself. So, you know, so what do you think about that? Terrible, right? You know, yeah. Terrible, it was a gazlan, you know, dishonest, terrible, no justification, it's a terrible thing, right? But then, every once in a while, not that this should ever happen, but you hear that an institution did a geneva, and what kind of an institution? A supposed Torah institution, a religious institution did a geneva. Nobody took the money and ran off the, you know, on vacation. They used the geneva, what? To keep the institution afloat. So, you know, in theory, one would have medically said, you know, wow, it's a Chil Hashem, it's terrible, it's a horrible thing. I think that's maybe what the Gemara means according to Tosfos also. If a guy is a no goodnik, benam b'chaveiro, if I tackle you out of something, you know, okay, so that's an aver benam b'chaveiro. But I use something that's religious. I do an aver benam b'chaveiro in a religious setting. I do an aver benam b'chaveiro in the realm of truma. Truma is supposed to be a mitzvah. It's supposed to be kodesh, could be something to get me closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what do? I use the mitzvah of truma to cheat another guy. I use the mitzvah of truma to outmaneuver the other fellow. That's a chil of the truma. Not only is it benam l'chaver, but l'chaver v'ad it is. It's no better, no worse than any other benam l'chaver. But it has an element of chil to it, because the kedusha that you're trying to sit down and eat your truma b'kedusha v'tahara, you're eating your kedusha b'truma v'tahara on the back of the skin of somebody else, and you just maneuver it out of the picture. That's not a chil. That's a chil of truma. It's like Rishol Salanta. There's a famous mashal of Rishol Salanta used to say that during slichas, he would depict the following story, right? Guy gets up, 4 o'clock in the morning, he's ready to go say slichas. He wakes up with such a tatara, makes such a noise, he wakes his wife up, wakes his kids up, he runs out the door, he runs into shul, he tackles a guy in the process, grabs a slichas from somebody else. There's another guy sitting in his seat, he kicks him out, he's all ready to roll. Ribbono Shel Olam, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm trying to get close to Yashivenu, Avinu, L'Sarasecha. That's a chilul of the slichas. That's a chilul of what you're trying to accomplish. That's the stuff of what Taisus means here also. That the Aveira is rooted in Benam L'Chaveira, but because it's being done in a religious setting, that adds a dimension of the chilul of Benam L'Machom as well. Again, it's my own... And halacha slash drush thought to this. Okay, last question about this before we move on. Okay, I'll begin a new sugya.